Hello. This is first year after the Yom Tovim. So it's also our first year in the Sefer Menachos. So I thought that we'd speak a little bit about something which is given to Sukkot, which is the special carbon that we have on, only on Sukkot, where Menasseh Mayim al Gabi Mizbeach, that the whole year Menasochim are wine. And on Sukkot we have additional Nisuch HaMayim. So here it's mentioned in Tosfos and that above, so we'll see a little bit of the Sugya of Menos, and I'm able to say a Chiddush the meaning of Nisuch HaMayim. The Mishnah says, and after Tzvav Mezei, HaZevach Mefagel Et HaNesochem Mishikitsu B'Kli Divrei Rav Meir. The Meir holds that if someone has a machshava tigel, if he has a machshava to reserve the dam of the carbon tomorrow or to eat from the butter which makes the carbon tigel, and it's of chayav koris, whoever eats the carbon is chayav koris, there's not only the zechiyah koris go on the carbon itself, the butter, but it also applies to the nesochim of the carbon. It means the wine which would be brought together with the carbon also become tigel. The Rav Meir holds that the nesochim become tofel to the carbon, and therefore, when a person makes the carbon tigel, the nesochim also become tigel. So the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan, nischei behema chayavon lo mishum tigel, mishnei shadam hazevach matirim l'korav divrei Rav Meir." Why is it that the wine is considered part of the carbon? Because we see that there's a linkage between the nesochim and the Zevach, because we're not allowed to bring the Nesochim until we're Zerik Adam. So therefore we see that the Zerik Adam relates to the bringing of the Nesochim. And therefore the Nesochim are considered a part of the carbon, and if someone's Mephazel and the Zerik Adam, the Pigel is Chal on the Nesochim as well. Amlo the Reb Meir, Baloi Odom may be Zivcha Yoim, the Nesochim Asar Yomim. It's not necessary to bring the Nesochim at the same time as the carbon. Someone can have a choy. He can owe the Nesochim. He can bring his carbon today, and he has up till 10 days to bring to bring his Nesochim. An interesting thing that this Gemara is brought also in Yeridaya as far as a Sudas Mitzvah. Moshal, if someone makes a pidyon haben and he can't make the suda right away, we say just like the nesachim we could bring until 10 days, the suda can also be done until 10 days after the pidyon haben, or even sometimes there are other sudas mitzvah of bismillah. We have a 10-day tashlumin. But so going back, the chachamim say to a mayor, how can you say that the Nesochim are part of the carbon, and the carbon is matter, the Nesochim, and therefore it becomes tigel? I mean, it's not necessary to bring the Nesochim at all at the time of the carbon. I'm not speaking about those which are brought as a debt, which are brought after, but if he brings it at the time of the carbon, then the dam is matter, the Nesochim, and therefore they become tigel. Even after we were zerik to dam, someone could still take the nesochim and bring it for another carbon. And as the Rishonim point out, Rebbeir holds that once we're zerik to dam, we can no longer switch it for another carbon. And therefore, that's the machlokes Rebbeir and the Chachamim. Rebbeir holds that after the zerik to dam, there's been a link. The nesochim have been linked to the Zevach, and since the Nesachim were linked to the Zevach, therefore they become Tigel together with the Zevach, whereas the Chachamim know that no, even after the Zrika, the Nesachim are not linked to the Zevach. So Tosfos here in Tosfos Ramachu Eshel Shnosim, he speaks Barucha about this idea of the Nesachim becoming Kaddish with the Zrika of the Zavach. And he says that even, however, Tosfos says that although Rav Meir holds that the kiddush of the mitzochen is finalized with the zrika of the dam. However, that's all as far as the halacha, which it says here in the Gemara, whether we can switch it with different carbons. However, there's another issue which is always an issue in Misochim or in the Menachas, like we learned until now, or until Dam, that we said that once it becomes disguised in a Kli, or once it's been put in a Kli, it gets the Kedusha to be brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore, from that point on, it can become possible Lina, which is, once anything which became Kiddush Kli, once Shkiyas HaChama comes, it becomes possible, like we had in the Mizbeach many times, Dam Nisul, the Shkiyas HaChama, and also the Menachas, and then the Sochim, once then it's Kaddish, and the Kli Shoris, they become Postulina. And there, and it says that although we say that the Kiddush has not been finalized, as far as being mocked on the Mizbeach, until we have a Shechit and a Zrikas Dam, however, as far as Lina, it becomes Kaddish immediately when it's placed into the Kli. And Tosfos brings Rashi, that Rashi later on, and Daf Ayin Tes, and Rashi says that the Nesochim don't become Kaddish even for Lina until the Zrikas Dam, according to the Chachamim. Not only can they be switched for another carbon, but they don't become possible Lina. And so Tosfos asks on this two questions. One question he asks is from the Gemara later on, and Parak Rebbe Shmuel, that says that the Shtei Alechem, which we brought on Shavuot, so if there's a question in the Gemara whether the oven, the tanner, which they were baking it in, was a Kli Sharet. And if it was a Kli Sharet, it becomes Kaddish. So it says that if the tanner is a Kli Sharet and it's Mekaddish, the Lechem, then they will become Pasul Belina. So Tosfos proves from there that although we've not yet brought Mezes Rikas Adam, we haven't yet brought the Kvotim, which we learned in the last few daf, that the Kvotim are the carbon, the two Kvotim, the Shnei Kibzei Atzeres, are the carbon of the Shnei Alechem. And although we have not yet been Shoichet or Zerik the Dam of the Kvotim, no, the Shnei Alechem are Kodesh and possible leader. Therefore we see, not like Rashi says that Kiddush Kli is not Mekadesh, the Mincha, even to be possible Lina. Because it clearly is Mekadesh to be possible Lina. Only the Zerikas Dam is only important that we shouldn't be able to switch it for different causes. Then Tosfos brings another, right, which brings us to the case of Nisach HaMayim. And he brings from the Gemara in the end of the fourth parak of Sukkah. So read the Gemara. The Mishnah says in Sukkah that there was one change between how they did Nisach HaMayim, whether it came on Shabbos or whether it came during the week. It says that Shabbos we did it exactly the same as during the week, except for one thing. And Shabbos we had, since the water came from outside the Beit HaMikdash, we had to be carried into the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, since that was possible to be done before Shabbos, it had to be done before Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that we Chavis Shal Zav She'en Mekudesh Es Min HaShiloyach. They Memal Ben Erev Shabbos Chavis Shal Zav She'en Mekudesh Min HaShiloyach. They brought it on Erev Shabbos in a Kli Zav, which was not a Kli Sharet, En Mekudesh Es, U'meinich HaBlishka. And they left it in the Azara till tomorrow. So, and then we put it to a Kli Sharet, and then we made the Nisach HaMayim. The Gemara says, why do we have to bring it in something which is not a klisharis, v'amai, naisi with mekudeshes? Why can't we bring in a klisharis? So the Gemara says, Amr Ziri, k'tova en shir l'mayim, klisharis, m'kashen shalom midas, v'i naisi with mekudeshes, itzu l'belina. If we'll bring the water in a klisharis, then the water will be potul belina. So therefore, Tosfos can derive here against Rashi. How can you, Rashi, say that there is no Kiddush Lina until we bring the carbon? What's the carbon for the Nisach HaMayim? The Talmud Shel Shachar. The Talmud Shel Shachar is not brought until morning. So So therefore, how can you say that the water will become also belina, and we'll put it in a kli sharis? Let's bring it in a kli sharis, and still won't be possible belina, because we were not during the dam of the Talmud. Then Tosfos continues, and Tosfos says that says in Mishnah Shleima Shaniu Perfek Meila Gabi Nisachem Kitchu Bakli Huchshu with possible Meila. Besides these two lines, he says that the Mishnah says with Erishim Meila that once we put it into a kli, it becomes kaddish to be possible Meila. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about Zrika Kadam. The Mishnah says once it gets into a kushar, it's now kushar for Psulina. So therefore, clearly not like Rashi that we need Zrika Kadam for it to be Psulina. Says clearly once it has a Kiddush clean, once it was put into a kushar, it becomes Psulina. Says Tosfos Mil, Hayesh Lidchas, the Dafka of the Sokham Abon Bifnei Asman. In other words, obviously Rashi admits that if we bring the Nisachin without a carbon, then the last thing that's done is the Kiddush Kli, and from that point onward, it becomes Pasul Belina. Rashi was only speaking on such Nisachim, which have a carbon, and they need the Zrik Dam in order that we should be able to bring the Nisachin. By such Nisachim, the Kiddush Kli is not enough to make it Kiddush for Pasul Belina. However, Nisachim Abomas Ne'atma, Rashi will clearly be minded that they become, like the Mishnah says, that they become possible belina as soon as the Kaddish Bakli. And the explanation of this is very simple. That the idea of Kiddush Kli making it possible belina means that once it has the Kedusha necessary for the Haktorah and the Mizbeach, then it has the Kedusha Taguf, which is really Kedusha Mizbeach, which from that point onward, it has been so Kaddish that it becomes possible belina. So therefore, there's a difference. The last pu'ula that we have to do, the last thing that we have to do to make it kosher, to be born in the Mizbeah, is to put it into the kli sharis. So therefore, nisachim abon v'nei atma, nisachim which come on their own without a carbon, for example, the nisachim which you bought as a chai for a carbon, or if a person made an adava of nisachim by themselves, in such a case, clearly, once you put it into the kli sharis, it will become punished to be possible lina. However, Nisachim, which come with the carbon, they would need another mita. Their mita is the Zrikas Hadam, because we cannot bring them under the Mizbeach yet. So therefore, although they are in a kli sharis, but they can't be brought under the Mizbeach, therefore, they don't come partial, they don't have Kedushas Mizbeach, and they don't have Kedushas Mizbeach, they are not possible lina. So really, the lesson of Tosfos is that this meal, that this answer will suffice for the Mishnah and Mila. However, as far as the Gemara in Sukkah, which says that the Nisach HaMayim, by Nisach, the Mayim of Nisach HaMayim will become possible Luna, that still remains a question on Rashi, because that is Mayim Aboyim Im HaZevach. The water of the Nisach HaMayim comes with the Tom Shel Shachar, and therefore, according to Rashi Shita, that Nisachim Aboyim HaZevach only become Kaddish with the Zrikas Dam of the Zevach, therefore there should be no problem in preparing water at night for the Nisach HaMayim, but still it won't become possible because we haven't yet brought the Tom. So actually, we see from Tosfos that Tosfos considers the Nisuch HaMayim as one of the Nisuchim of the Talmud Shel Shachar. Just like we bring all the years the Talmud has Nisuchim of Yayim, and Sukkot, it has an additional Nisuchim. The additional Nisuchim are the Nisuchim of Mayim. And therefore, just like the Yayim of the Nisuchim of the Talmud are something which are related to the Talmud, so too, the water of the Nisach HaMayim is related to the Talmud. However, there are Rishonim which explain this differently. Even Tosfos himself, we'll see, in another place, has a different understanding of the Nisach HaMayim. The Ritva, which you brought here, brings in the end of Sukkah, brings the Ramban, and that says, he asked a few kashas on the Gemara here on the end of Sukkah, and he says that Nisuch, if the water became Kaddish, that's a question. If the water became Kaddish when we put it into a klisharei, so why would it be possible Lina? It has a different problem. It's possibly Reitzah. In other words, we know that once anything becomes Kaddish or klisharei, if we take it out of the Azorah, it becomes puzzle. So therefore, forget about the problem. If we would have taken a klisharei in the Kaddish, and that's true really the whole year when we do take a klisharei. Once we take a klisharei in the Malad, so if we're telling you that it becomes Kaddish to be puzzle Lina, so it should become puzzle Yaisa. So he says, obviously, we see from here that although klisharei is mekadesh, but it's only mekadesh from koyman. In other words, if someone takes the klisharei out of the Beit HaMikdash, which is that is not the makom of the klisharei, it's not mekadesh. So the water that comes into the klisharei outside by the shemarach doesn't become kaddish. It will only become kaddish when you bring it to the Azor. He says, so let's fill it up with the klisharei outside and leave outside, and it won't become possible, you know, because we didn't bring it in. This is an economy. It's true, it wouldn't become possible, but it's not covered to leave this kli with the mayim outside that door all along. And therefore, we have to bring it into that door. And we bring it into that door, it will become possible, you know. Why is it that it becomes possible enough? We say in the Gemara, the Gemara says in the beginning of Ayinus, which we'll see soon, that the Nisach HaMayim could be done at night. And if it could be done at night, so how could it be possible enough? If right now is the time for the carbon, so we can't say it's possible enough. Damn, that becomes possible enough is because we learned in Rashi and Zvachim that since we say the Yom Tavosa, you can only be done in the day, therefore when the night comes, the dam becomes possible. However, the Evarim, which are mutter to be brought at night, they only become possible in the morning. So therefore, if we can make the Tikkun at night, how is it that it becomes possible? So the Ritva says like as follows. The Alti Tama, she are ruined the car of the possible enough. Don't wonder that and this seeming impossibility that it's royal karav and it should still be possible lima. Shim hadavar shu atmai halach b'karav gane von l'tarma oib nana b'ike he paiselet v'koshkim b'eglash ain't a craving afa pishigi azmanam. In other words, although they could be brought, however, we're not bringing them now. And if we're not bringing them now, we're leaving them over to the morning, then they will become possible, you know. Just the Eivarim would start in, although we could bring them, but still in the morning they become possible, you know. So therefore the water, since we're not planning on bringing them, surely they're going to become possible, you know. So he said, Shaloi omnu nesach ha-balayu nesach ha-balayu ma'atzmum. Shaloi ma'zevach. The ilu nesach ha-mayim korvi ma'zevach. So he said, if you're going to ask me, the water is not possible, is not going to be brought by Lila, because it's brought with a Zevach. Says, Nidvon, no, holy tikshi. Don't ask that question. Says, Nito Chamayim eno choshev bo'i ma Zevach. She choyvet hayoyni, v'loi choyvet, the Jews says, the Mizbeach, but I think it should be ha Zevach, klal, she ha Zevach shal tonid, v'nisochim, shal yayin hu nifshar. K'moy b'shayomim, and here's the point we were looking for in the Ritva. Rabbis the Rabban, and he says, "Vezek kafter v'ferach." This is a beautiful shot although the Nisach HaMayim was done in the morning with the Talmud, it's not one of the Nisachim of the Talmud. It's a Chayv of Yom Tov. We have to bring Nisach HaMayim and Yom Tov. and the what are the nisachim of the Talmud? The nisachim of the Talmud are yayin like all, like every day of the year. There's no difference between the nisachim of the Talmud of Shal Shachar of Sukkot and the Talmud of Shal Shachar of every day. And this that we bring water, we bring along water as a chayv of tayin. It's a chayv of yontif, but it's not a chayv of the carbon. So we see clearly from the Rizvah, from the Ramban that the Rizvah brings, that there's a difference between the way, his understanding and the way Tosfos understood. Tosfos understood that the water of Nisach HaMayim is Nisachim HaBa'im HaZevach. It's a Nisachim that relates to the carbon of Hatonis. Therefore, Tosfos asked the question on Rashi. How you, Rashi, say that Nisachim, which come with the carbon, don't become possible either, unless there was a Zrikas Hadam. So why can't we bring it at night? And in the Klisharis, it won't become possible enough because we were not yet Zrikas Hadam of the Talmud Shal Shachar. The Rashi will answer, no, I hold the Ramban. The same teretz that you explained on the Mishnah and Me'ilah will apply to me and as far as Nisach HaMayim. Because Nisach HaMayim is not on Nisachim of the carbon, it's a Nisachim of the Yontif. And therefore, it is like Nisachim Abon B'tnei Atmam. They're like Nisachim that come on their own, without a carbon. And therefore, we don't need the Zrika of the carbon in order to be possible, you know? So it's true. Why Nisachim Abon Mazevach? If you bring Nisachim together with the carbon, like the Yain that will bring with any carbon, that Yain won't become possible, you know? The same way it doesn't become nikvah, which carbon is on, it won't become possible until the zrika. Because it's not roi l'mizbeach until the zrika. However, Nisach HaMayim is only brought the time of the Talmud, but it doesn't relate to the Talmud. So therefore, since it doesn't relate to the Talmud, it will become possible immediately. And therefore, we, on Shabbos, we had to bring it in a kli chol, and not a kli shoris, because if we were a kli shoris, we'll have the racha of Nisach HaMayim b'tnei Atmam, which becomes possible even before the Zrika. So we now have two understandings of two ways to understand the Nisach HaMayim. If Nisach HaMayim are added Nisachim to the Talmud of Sukkot, and therefore, just like Nisach HaYayin, every Talmud has a Nisachim of Yayin, the Talmud of Sukkot has Nisachim of Yayin and Mayim, or is it a separate carbon which is only a separate Nisach, a din in the Yoyim, like the Rizvah, the Ramban say, and like Rashi will also, which is brought at the time of the Nisach. So we will read the Lashon HaRambam, and then we'll see him when we saw him, Perek Yud Halacha Vav. Here, the Lashon HaRambam is mashma that he holds for Tosfos here. The Ram says, Kol Shivitz Yimei Achag, Menaschem Et Hamayim Agav Mitzvech, V'dover Zeh Halacha L'moish Mitzvina. Every, of all the 7 days of Sukkot, we're Menaschem Mayim, and Mitzvech, Halacha L'moish Mitzvina. Ve'im nisach hayayim shol tomen shol shachar hayim menasach hamayim levadah. In other words, he says clearly that the nisachim come at the time of the nisach hayayim. In other words, it's together. And the lechem mishnah brings here that it's beduik in the mishnah, because the mishnah in Sukkot says that it brought two kelim, one kli for full of yayim and one kli full of mayim. It said, the spout of the kli of the mayim was smaller than the spout of the kli of the yayin. Why? Because we wanted them to be poured together, and since the yayin is thicker, therefore we poured them at the same time, and they ended together. So we see clearly that there was that the nisach hayayin and the nisach hamayim were together, and all this. This was the nisachim of the Ram brings with the nisachim of all the other karbonis. He brings that in each carbon, each yontif, which nisachim we bring, and Sukkot we bring nisachim of yayin and mayim. Now, the So the this understanding that Nisach HaMayim, according to Rashi, was trying to explain in the Ramban, saying that it's a separate carbon and it doesn't relate to Thomas Roshachar, it's seemingly contradicted from the Tosefta in Sukkah Perek Yom Olach Yizayin, which is in the Ma'amar Koines, says that May Hachad Chayoven Olem Mishum Pigul Noisav Thomas. It says that there is pigul in the mayim in the Nesochim. So now, even if we'll say that the Tosefta is your mayor, it says that if someone is mafagel the carbon, they can be mafagel in the Nesochim, but still, the Nesochim do have to relate to the carbon. Clearly, if the mayim did not relate to, if the mayim did not relate to the carbon tamid, there's no way to make pigul in it. In the Nisach HaMayim itself, we say there's no matter. The Gemara, we went through the Gemara a few sugars here until now, that nothing can become pigul unless we have two parts. One part, which is Karva Ravim Zbeach to be matter, like the dam, as you relate to the butter of the carbon, or the kaimitz, which relate to the mincha, or the bezichin, which relate to the lechem aponim. But something which, like the Sochem alone, which have no matter, they're not two parts. Not one part is matter the other. There is no pigul. So the only way possible to make pigul would be if the dam azebach, we're mafag on the zebach, would be mafag on the mind. So therefore, clearly, that's only possible if we say, like we explained twice this year, that the mayim of the Nesachim relate to the carbon, and then the Nesachim the carbon. Then it's possible to say, like the mayor, that if we're Zerg Zedam, we'll be found in the mayim. However, the Vilna Gaon and other Gedolim changed the gears from the successor. And they said, for other reasons, that we have to take out the word Tigul, and in the earlier editions, it was in parentheses. It was only, and probably that it was only added in general, it's a set. Pigul Noisav HaTomi in many places. And the Rishonim say already in a few places, Tosfos, that one of them was brought out of the others. And in general, we say a set of Pigul Noisav HaTomi, even though one or the other might not relate. And therefore, here too, Pigul was brought out of Noisav HaTomi. And therefore, we can learn that the mime of the Nisimam is an independent carbon, which is only brought at the time of the Talmud, and therefore, it cannot become pigul. So, we remain with two approaches to the Nisach HaMayim. One is that it's an independent carbon, which is a Chayv HaTayoyim, and one is that it is one of the Nisachim of the Talmud Shal Shachar. Now, L'chura, the Gemara in Tainis seems to say clearly that it's independent. Right. The Gemara in Tainis is talking about when do we start saying Mashav Aruch HaMoed HaGeshem. Do we start saying Mashav Aruch HaMoed HaGeshem at night, or do we start saying Mashav Aruch HaGeshem in the morning? So the Gemara says as follows. Iboiru, Rebbe Lezer Meichi Gomelah, Milulav Gomelah, or Menusach HaMayim Gomelah. So we learn the Askara of Shom from Lulav or from Nusach HaMayim. Milulav Gomelah, Ma Lulav B'yoyim Av Haskara B'yoyim. Doing like Lulav, and Lulav would say is the Lukasim Lachem B'yoyim Arishon, the mitzvah of Lulav is only in the morning of Sukkot, and therefore will only start saying Geshem in the morning. Or Yom HaMenusach HaMayim Gomelah. Ma'an Nisach HaMayim Mi'urta, the Omer Ma'an Minchasam Minitzkehem Afilu B'layla, Afaskara Mi'urta. So it says that just like Nisach HaMayim can be at night, so too, the Haskara of Shomim, according to the Ma'an D'Omer, that it starts from the first day of Sukkot, will also be from the night of the first day of Sukkot. So here clearly it says Nisach HaMayim could be at night. If Nisach HaMayim could be at night, that means, which night? We're talking about the first night of Sukkot. Not the night after the first day, but the first night of Sukkot. The first night of Sukkot says we can make Nisach HaMayim, but we haven't brought the Talmud yet. So therefore, clearly, we have to learn, it seems saying the Gemara, that the Nisach HaMayim is an independent carbon. Because if it was the carbon that was tali at the time of Tzol Shachar, it would be impossible to bring it at night. Because we have not yet brought the Talmud of Sukkot. However, Rashi here in his Gemara Tainis says, "Manish chaman yuta, should ask him in the sechta suka, should memalin hakli mayim lenisuch hamayim belayla." It's not that we actually do the nisuch hamayim at night, but we start the process of nisuch hamayim. And still, since we start the process of nisuch hamayim that we fill up the kli at night, so if we learn the nisuch hamayim, we'll already say. Gvuris Kshamin at night. So therefore, according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, we don't have a raya that the Nisuch HaMayim is independent, because we don't have a raya that Nisuch HaMayim is independent, because what the Gemara is talking about that Nisuch HaMayim is at night, it's talking about the milui filling up the clear Nisuch HaMayim, but not actually being Menasuch HaMayim. However, Tosfos here in Tainus, Tosfos says, he has a kasha. The apple gav the amina b'mesech the yuma, the parak rishon. Omer Rav, the tamer of Yochanan, אין מנסכן מים בחד, אלא בתום הצוח שחה, ואם כן, לא יהבי בלילה ראשונה, לא אין אלא ביון, יש לא אם את אין החייב לנסך, אלא בתום הצוח שחה. מכל מוקן, איבוי עובד לי בלילה. תוסת את הקשה. The Gemara says here, that Nisr Chamayim could be, even at night, but the Gemara says in Yuma, that we only bring the Nisr Chamayim with the Talmud. He says, so Tosfos answers that with the Gemara Yuma saying that there's no chiyuv to bring it until time of the Talmud. In other words, we're not obligated to bring it at night. However, we may bring it at night. So therefore, according to Tosfos' understanding, we see clearly that Tosfos understood the Gemara here in Tainus as saying that we may do the Nisuch HaMayim at night. Therefore, Tosfos here, obviously, took the opposite view of Tosfos Menachos. The Tosfos Menachos considered the Mayim as one of the Nisachim of the Korban Shel Tumah. And then clearly, we can't bring it at night. However, Tosfos here says that what the Gemara says in Yuma, that we bring the Mayim together with the Korban Shel Shachar, means we're only obligated to bring it at that time. However, if one wishes, he may make the Nisuch HaMayim at night already. And therefore, Tosfos Shita here in Tainus is that Nisuch HaMayim is an independent carbon, and it does not relate directly to the Talmud Shoshana. So we see two Shitas in Tosfos, and we'll learn a little bit of another Tosfos in Sukkah, see that also to see clearly that there were two understandings in a different Tosfos of how to relate to the Nisuch HaMayim. Places in the sugya we learned before about, which says that again, that if we would have brought the water in a kli kodesh, it would become a pasul belina. So he says that he places a kasha. The intoima, how could it be that it would become pasul belina? What's the problem? We know, we've learned in Zvachim, and here, or once in the meeting of Menachos, that Klishoris is Mekadosh only B'dah. That means that, and Klishoris only Mekadosh B'dah. That means we need, if something just falls into a Klishoris, without somebody putting it into it, it doesn't become Klish. And, if somebody puts something into a Klishoris at the wrong time, it also doesn't become Klish, because that's not a Meister. So, it says, Akasha, Vim Taima, When did he fill it up? On Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos wasn't even the night. So, Lekuliyam is not this man for Nisuch HaMayim. So, Tosfos says that
That's not a milui. That's as if it was done by a kohen. It was done without a mitzvah whatsoever. But he says, but what are you going to say? That when the night comes, then it should become potulino. Why? Because now the night is the zman for the nisach hamayim. And at that point, it should become kodesh. But at night, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah was done before. It's as if when the night came, it found it already filled. And we need the mitzvah, but we need the mitzvah at the time when it's right. So therefore, since it was filled up before, since it was filled up before Shabbos, as before the night, therefore, when the night came, it was not filled by a person, but it was found full. It was found full, it should not become possible with it. But Tosfos adds something very interesting. He says, the chimati lelevei shimshi, when the night, when Friday night, when Shabbos comes, tiktosh, it should become kodesh, the laila ein mechutzah zman umitul lebelinah. The cloud we've learned a few times in Zvokim Menachos, that something which becomes kosher in the day, so it's not considered mechutzah zman at night. That means that although the korban cannot be brought at night, although the korban cannot be brought at night, however, it's not considered mechutzah zman. And therefore, it's not a psul. It's not something that we have to wait. It could become kodesh even at night. That's the mitzvah, and then the other achronim. Tosfos says in Tainis that we could actually bring the water. We can make nisach hamayim at night. So why does Tosfos say here, laila ein mechutzah zman? That the reason why it should become kodesh when the night comes is because there's ein mechutzah zman, because it's the night which immediately precedes the day. Tosfos should have said, as he said in Tainis, that laila is zman oimamish. Laila is now the time for the nisach hamayim. So why does Tosfos have to bring this law of laila ein mechutzah zman once the night comes, according to Tosfos in Tainis? According to Tosfos in Tainis, it's the time for nisach hamayim. So here we see clearly the precedent that Tosfos in Menachos actually went different than Tosfos in Tainis. And Tosfos and Sukkah will go in the same shita, which is, and Tosfos in Tainis actually held that the Nisach HaMayim was a separate carbon. And if it was a separate carbon, it could be brought at night also. However, Tosfos in Menachos related it to the Talmud and said the Nisach HaMayim is a Nichot which relates to the Talmud. Therefore, at night it can't be brought. And therefore, it's just to say that it should become possible because Laila ain Mechus Isma. Just quickly, just want to say one other thing. There's one of the kashas here as far as Nisach Mayim and Nisach Hayayim together goes, the Mephoshim asks that if Nisach Mayim and Nisach Hayayim are separate mitzvahs, then we have a klal of Einoishin mitzvahs chavirus chavirus. And the Rambam says clearly, and it seems to say that in Mishnah, that the two kohanim came together and poured the wine and the water together. So therefore, the same way that the Gemara says, in Soita, that we can't be masked two Soitas together because of Einoishin mitzvahs chavirus chavirus. So therefore, here too, we should not be able to make Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaMayim together, after Nisach HaMayim. So according to the Pshat Megorah there, which says that if there's two Kohanim, there's no problem. Or if there's two people do two mitzvahs separately, there's no problem with Chavir Chavilas. So therefore, here too, it's two Kohanim. However, the Rambam says that we cannot bring, he learns the Gemara in the opposite way, and says that it's only good two sources to bring them together, and one Kohanim should do them one after another. However, for two kohanim to do it at the same time is a problem of mitzvah chavilus chavilus. And therefore, how can we do the nisach hamayim and the nisach hayayim together if it's a separate mitzvah? Therefore, clearly we have to learn, like we learned in the Rambam before, that the nisach hayayim and the nisach hamayim is one mitzvah. I heard once from someone that there's a mashmoyis, that in this place we don't bring regular yayin, we bring yayin motive. We have to bring diluted wine, as if what goes down the carbon the whole year is raw wine, and the carbon here is dafka, a carbon of yayin and mayim together. However, those want to say that even though they are two separate mitzvahs, still there's not a problem of chavilus chavilus,
because it says in the Gemara that both the yayin and the mayim are brought for a tefillah for mayim. In other words, the ksham they're brought for a tzchus that it should be miraculous that the geshem should come with mayim. So therefore, could be two mitzvahs which have the same inyan, the mechitzarin of chavilus.